So, Jose, cool that you're here. After 7 years of waiting, your last album, Vestiges and Claws, came out in February. In these 7 years, you were not really idle, so you put a much more time in your band, Junip. But why did you decide to do more with your band and not with your solo project?
Yeah, I mean, since 2003 I've been playing mostly solo, releasing first Veneer and then In Our Nature, and I toured like a madman around mostly Europe, but also like North America, South America, Australia, and even a bit in Africa. So I've been wanting to take a break from myself at that time. This was around 2008-09. And that's when we started to get together again with Junip, which is an old band. Mm-hmm. And we basically just started writing new music and released first one album, toured with that. And it felt really good at that moment. And we didn't really want to take a break from Junip. So we decided to do another Junip album. So yeah, it's been cycles of like 3 years with each album. So first two solo ones, two Junip. And then it was time for me to go back to my solo music.
How would you describe your music style? I heard often something like dark pop or very melancholy when I told about José González. How would you describe your music?
Well, I usually start with the instrument. It's nylon string guitar, it's finger picking. And on depending on the song, it's sort of traditional finger picking or more like my own style of mix of Spanish, North American singer-songwriter and Western African. So depending on the song, it's a bit different from song to song. And I try not to use labels myself. I'm okay with any label, but it's nothing that I need to do myself. But live, it's one of the things that I've been evolving is the trying to get as loud as possible. Clear nylon string guitar sound, and that's in a way one of my signatures, to always bring a sound engineer that brings up the volume.
And how do you decide which songs you're playing on the concert when you stay there? Do you decide it actually, oh, now it's time for a very old song, or?
Yeah, I mean that happens. So I'm now that I'm playing solo, I'm choosing many songs that are pretty rhythmical. I think that's been fun to focus on the rhythms of the guitar, and so it's a combination of those type of songs and also the songs that I think people recognize, like Heartbeats and Crosses and Cycling Trivialities. Mm-hmm. But yeah, once in a while I play something that I haven't written down in my set list just because it feels like a good vibe. So it depends a bit on the crowd and on the night and if I'm sober or if I'm drunk. So,
so do you often have fans who are really dancing at your concerts?
I would say like 1 in 20 shows. It depends. So yeah, and of course not the whole set because. But with the band, it's been maybe in France we've had like dancing crowds, and solo I've maybe for one or two songs people stand up and dance, but it's very uncommon. It's I've heard people that feel like they want to dance, but it's not like they stand up and dance. It's not in a way it's not dance music, but as I was mentioning, I really enjoy playing rhythmical music, and. So it's easy to sit and nod and maybe clap. That's what happens. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what the Germans really can good.
Cool.
What is good music for you?
Yeah, I mean, good music for me is whatever pushes my emotions or my feet. So for me, music is an amazing fact that we as humans can be moved by music and rhythms, and so in a way I wouldn't say like what I like is something that everyone should like. It's of course very subjective, but within the subjectivity of each person, there's something in common, and that's why you can have these arenas filled with people just having these amazing collective emotions. And so I wouldn't want to pinpoint any particular music, but I think we all recognize when we're having that amazing feeling of enjoying music.
And what kind of music do you hear when you're at home?
So I mix a lot between different styles, and I really like listening to happy music, so African high life or like soul music, you know, like northern soul. Yeah, usually rhythmical and usually like vocal rhythmical music. That's my favorite. But there's so many artists. I don't know where to start.
Cool. Thank you for the interview. Yeah, really happy that it was so easy with you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.